Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Oh, he will never change. He remains the same. He is God. He is good. He is faithful. He is loving. And he is trustworthy. Trust him with all that you are. The ambassador, my queen, is already in the studio. I will greet her in a while. Give it the sounds of Rohiwa Manyanga. You will never change. And before it was Jimmy Jones, Lord, you are worthy. He is worthy of all our praise. When you look back at where he has taken you, what he has done for you, you know, sometimes people don't read. People don't read. Okay, we need to read, me included. We need to read. And so I was just celebrating the goodness of the Lord, because 7 years ago, I was going through terrible depression to a point that I had to, I have to drag myself to take a bath. If you haven't experienced that kind of a depression, you won't understand. But I was going through that. And also, I had to force myself to even bath my son. So I was going through that kind of a depression with sores on my face that were showing, and they were growing, and all that. I looked like a teenager who struggles with acne. But the grace of God, I came out victorious. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ. I am victorious. And I'm celebrating victory today, because it was 7 years ago today that was happening. It was 7 years ago when that was happening. But God, mercy said no, because he never changes. And so he's worthy of all our worship. He's worthy of all our honor. And that's why we need to just praise him and thank him for his loving kindness and his goodness. Look back at where you've been and thank the Lord. Look back where you've been and thank God for his faithfulness. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. You are on Just For You with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, Dramini Yanipelsa comes with Perspective. And I know he's got some topics that we never talk about, but he, by God's grace, through the airwaves, we are able to discuss these and encourage each other in the Lord through the word. And now, my Prudence Mushumi is in the house. Should I be singing? My queen, how are you?
I am so good. I am great. Listen, I'm still basking in the glory of
from Saturday.
Totally. I'm not coming down from that mountain. That's where I'm staying. But I'm so pleased to be right here again today for the Radio Pulpit family. So good morning, everyone.
Yeah. What is something that we missed, those of us who are entrepreneurs who are not there on Saturday? What are we missing? What did we miss? I know we missed a lot, though.
Sibongile,
I'm glad Radio Pulpit was there.
Radio Pulpit was there in your numbers. My goodness. And listen, that just increased our status, because people were like, the radio station is here. Mm. We were very happy. That was just, that's a testimony for us. So thank you so much, Radio Pulpit, for coming and extending our voice to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ as far and as wide as we can go. This is such an important platform, so I thank God for you being there.
Yeah, so what did we miss?
Oh my goodness, what did we miss? But you know, today I want the listeners to call us in, because so many of them, Radio Pulpit family, came to me as I'd asked them, come and greet me on the day. They did.
Ooh, they did come.
So ladies, oh my goodness, thank you. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. And also the gentleman came, shout out to you. This is a family. This is truly, truly a family. This is not listeners. This is a family.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. So what did we miss? Oh, the speakers came with a word from the Lord. So we had four speakers, and each one of them came with a message that we can use and take to our marketplaces. And so we had Pastor Samson. Pastor Samson was at the end, and Pastor Samson was talking about the businesses in the book of Job. So he was just extrapolating, you know, and unpacking. Did you hear, see how we went down the value chain? So there's somebody listening today. Pastor Samson was talking about just, you know, he started with a common thing that we know about Job. He had livestock. And then he was talking about unpacking from livestock. What what else do you have? You can run a business for leather because you've got the skin. You can have wool if it's cheap. You can have clothing. You can, you know, textile business. Then he talked about butchery. You can sell meat and on and on.
There's
and
so
on.
Much if you have sheep.
I'm telling you.
There's livestock, so many other, like, businesses on know, just one sheep.
I might have to leave this consulting business and get into livestock.
Yeah. Well, get cows, ma. Get cows.
I'm telling you, people won't stop eating and food security is a problem. So I'm dropping the mic right there.
Yes.
That's what I took away. I told him. So the next day I went to visit him at his church because he was running a program. And I'm telling him, Pastor, I've come with my pen. You didn't finish because you didn't have enough time. What are the other businesses in the book of Job? So it's just amazing because what Pastor Samson was doing, he was unpacking how we need the wisdom of God. Because you may be listening to us today and you have livestock and you've never thought of what are the complementary businesses that are already in that business.
Yeah.
The feeding, how are you feeding your livestock?
Mm-hmm.
There may be another business, complementary business there for you to do that. There's some people who have chickens, and then they need to think about what are the complementary things that you do around chickens, about the eggs, about, you know, there's so many other things. Some people also, they have produce. So you're growing crops. You need compost. That's another business. So you have to buy that from someone else. You need the other things to make the soil fertile. You need, that's another business there because somebody's selling that, that you have to buy it from them. So there is so
your
many
own
things.
Business teaches you of what others need.
Exactly.
You can see the needs that are there that you can meet through your own business, your own experience.
Absolutely. But also the things that you then purchase to make your business run.
Yeah.
So, for example, the Proverbs 31 woman was a woman. It says that she considered certain things. She bought a field, but she also made sure that her people were clothed very well. So it talks about when I am running one type of business, I keep on. So if you are a fashion designer, you will have to keep on buying fabric. So that is an extension business. And eventually you must think about my raw materials for my business is always going to be fabric, is always going to be what do I sew the clothes with? Why don't I extend my business later on into that area instead of buying it at retail from someone else? You can buy it at wholesale because it's something that is a raw material.
At the end of the day,
what you need to do.
People can also get the machine itself from you.
Yes, exactly. So now the camera. If you're in media, you always will be hiring cameras because you do the media services on the day. But why don't you believe God and trust God that He will give you the power to get wealth so that you buy your own camera and you can then go and extend yourself instead of running around always renting something from someone else when it is going to be key and it's core to your business.
You've already,
Pastor Samson.
You've already started on the strategies, I guess.
Of course I have. Or is there even a demarcation? Then Reverend Sade started the conference. She started with what is in your hand. So I just want to ask the listeners now. You're sitting there, you're listening to us. We say the conference was amazing. But what do you have in your hand? Because God has given each and every one of us something in our hand. So now that's just how God operates. So that even the person standing at the traffic light, somebody sleeping under the bridge, they don't know because they've never tapped into what God has put inside of them. That's why they live below their means. God has done something for you that you have in your hand. And if you are mindful of that, then you can take that to the marketplace. You can create value with it and people will pay you. And then that is how God is going to sustain you. That is going to be your source of income given by God. And it's just one of the streams of income that you're going to have. So Reverend Sade was saying to us, what do you have in your hand? Really interrogate that. And I remember God said that to me around 2015. What do you have in your hand?
He never stopped saying that with Moses.
No. And I kept on
because we always think he stopped with Moses when he said, what do you have?
And Moses said, I don't have anything, just a stick. Which means
the
he
very
said,
same.
The stick doesn't even mean anything. I don't have anything, just a stick. So you have that stick in your hand today, and we see what Moses was able to accomplish with that stick. But if he didn't see it as different from the stick, he would always just say, I have nothing but a stick. So Jacqueline is talking about having a creative brain.
Yeah.
And remember, Reverend Sade said that's her gift as well. She ideates. She's got lots of ideas. And what she's now realized is she must write them down because other people will run with them.
Yeah.
So she has the gift of the ideas, but it doesn't mean she has to open every business that she has an idea of. So I just want to go back because I think I'm encouraging someone. So in 2015, when God told me, what do I have? I didn't have anything. And I just like was looking around and I couldn't. Mm. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I have a house. Mm. Okay. Mm. And I was living in this 4-bedroom house and my son was at the boarding school. And I was thinking about this house, thinking about this house. Then a friend of mine calls me and he says, you know, I'm starting a school, an English school, and I need accommodation for my students.
What? And you have the house.
And he was paying me 8,000 rand per student for a month. And I'm like, Lord, you are a genius. What do I have in my hand? What else is in this house that is able to bring me money? Mm. So when you are saying I don't have anything in your hand, you definitely, every single one of us born of God on the earth, child of God, has got something in our hand.
All right.
And then she says, look at your skills, your talents, your strengths. What are your areas of strength?
Yes.
Some people cook for their family, as I said, and some people cook and they become celebrities.
They monetize their cooking.
They monetize their cooking. Mm. And so do that. So that was Reverend Shade.
I know Mama wants to tell us. You still want to go to Pastor Ndumi?
Yes,
okay.
I was going to do
all
that.
Right, let me allow you to.
Then Pastor Ndibi was also talking about just how, what is a steward? How do you show up as a steward? Because God cannot trust us with his resources except we understand why he would even give us those resources. Mm. Now, I've spoken about that for weeks. God blessing us is not a problem. Mm. God pronounced a blessing over us in Genesis 1, 27 and 28. That's where he commanded the blessing already there. Mm. If you are a steward of what God has in store and you are faithful, then the blessings will flow to you. It's as simple as that. And she really encourages us about the posture of stewardship. And when you are in the posture of stewardship, the blessing just flows.
Wow. What a conference. Mm-hmm. What a conference.
Sibongile, you must tell us your experience as well.
I couldn't stop talking about it on Monday. I was like, wow, wow. I am not going to stop. I have a lot in my hands. Mm. I may not be like Shalom J, but I have a lot in my hands.
Another one says. Okay. Okay, people, let me just talk to the people out there. Sibongile has been deceiving me because she has such a beautiful voice. Oh, my goodness. When are you going to package that voice? I'm going to buy the first album.
All right.
I'm buying the first album.
Yeah, I know. When I have you on my corner, I definitely will package.
God bless you.
Muruti Mujalifa, Daniel Maluka, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. As you were talking about the business of poultry, chickens and stuff.
Yes.
Shalom J says you can take the soft feathers of the chickens and make pillows and duvets.
Amazing. 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 And you know, pillows is a proper business.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
You want a good pillow that will support your neck. And,
yes. Yeah. And the next morning when you go to work, you should have been well rested.
Of course.
Great idea.
Yeah. And she says, my creative brain that doesn't stop once it starts.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Peter Otto says, I got the Bible in my hand and a phone.
Sir, there's lots that you can do with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot you can do. So, and with that phone, let's hear. What are the creative ideas that you can unlock with the Bible
phone
in your hand
and a phone
in the other?
Wow, that is so beautiful. I'm hoping that now we are connecting to the strategies to help us win in the marketplace. But I think you can ask anything pertaining to what Ma was talking about earlier on. But now the world has got the way of doing their own things.
That's it.
We operate with a different set of rules.
Mm.
How do we win? What are these strategies?
Yeah, so, and I think Nico started to talk about that. So our other speaker, Nico Jacobs, he was talking about we can't show up like the world do. So he was talking about first your mouth. He was talking about the things that you keep on saying. He said, be careful, your tongue is dangerous if you're going to say negative things about yourself, to yourself. So really, family, that is so important because even wealth starts in the tongue.
Mm.
It starts with what are you saying about yourself? I don't have anything. This business is not working. I don't know what else to do. You know, I've tried everything.
Hmm.
No one has tried everything, right? So you are talking yourself out of faith. You are discouraging yourself. And the next thing, when you are discouraged and depressed and in despair, it's no wonder because your mouth gate is saying it, but your ear gates are internalizing it again.
You know,
hearing it. And that's the thing. faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So if you're going to just hear negative things that you say about yourself or your business or your environment or your friends, and you're in that council of negativity about how things will never work, then you are going to eventually be out of faith.
And, you know, the world is talking about that from a worldly perspective. Mm-hmm. I joined a group in the US a couple of months back. They were talking about food. Mm. And so food to heal the body. Wow. But they're not talking about food as in like God included in all that. Mm-hmm. And I remember how bad I felt at the end, because I was the only one who kept on saying, it's very difficult in South Africa.
I'm glad you confessed it.
Yes. And they ended up saying, the more you continue saying it's difficult, then it's going to be difficult. You're going to find it difficult. Yeah. Stop saying that. I felt so bad. I felt like I didn't represent Christ well. Mm. The moment I started changing, everything came to me. Mm. I didn't even have to ask. Mm. And now you're like, oh, there's this here. Oh, this is...
It's all around.
So it starts with our mouth.
It's with the mouth. It's with the mouth. When you get up in the morning and the enemy has scheduled a lot of drama for you, you do not respond to that. Remember, the Word of God says, we call those things that
as though
are,
they
not.
Are not. Yeah, no. As though they are.
Yes. Yes. As though they are. But a lot of the things, believers, we call those things that are. I don't have this. My bank account, I don't have this. You are not supposed to do that. You look at the things that are not there and you speak those things that you want to see. I'm declaring the healing of God over my body from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I thank you, Lord, that I have many clients. I don't even know what to do with the clients. I thank you, my business is booming so much that I'm even outsourcing. My business is booming so much, Lord, thank you, that I am even employing people. Father, you are truly the one who gives me the power to get wealth. Mm. That's what you're saying. Call those things are not as though they already exist. Mm. That's our mandate. But we like to speak about the things that are. And that is not, it's true, but it's not truth.
What about the other kind of prayer where we say, you said you give us the power to get wealth. You said, will also that keep us stagnant?
So it depends on where that is coming from, because it's a heart posture. Are you saying to God, you said something and you're not doing it? Is that the posture? Or are you reminding yourself what God did say, so you have to release your faith for it?
What's the best way?
So it always depends on where you're coming from. There are people who are accusing God. There are some of us, we are angry with God. There are some of us, we have given up
on
God.
We blame him.
God has not given up on us. There are some people who are blaming God. So that's what I'm saying. It always depends on where you're coming from when you say things like that. Now, in the Bible, there are some scriptures that are translated that you're reminding God. Mm. God does not need reminding. I'm dropping a mic right there.
He knows it.
Yeah, so when you go to him and say, Lord, you said, yes, I did. God did say that.
And then?
So stand on the word until you see the manifestation. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So maybe you are going through something that's contradicting the promises of God in your life. Mm-hmm. Maybe you haven't seen this power to get wealth showing up, but he has given it to you. Mm. So you must then stand until you see it. You know, a lot of the times I pray against the contradiction. I said all these things, my bank account, you are trying to contradict the word of God in my life. And I'm not even going to entertain that. Mm. I decree and declare, Jesus said he was rich and he became poor for my sake, that I through his poverty might be rich. So I'm rich in every situation. Mm. I'm rich in every circumstance. Things that are just contradicting around me, I start to declare the word of God to them. So I'm not reminding God, I'm reminding myself. And I'm telling the fig trees around my life that are not productive, that look like they should be productive, they look green, but there's nothing that ever comes out of them. Those fig trees are the ones that I address in my life.
You said something on Saturday as well that I would like you to say here. Mm-hmm. When we applying for tenders, jobs, and we're going for interviews, we do all that, we find a giant in the land.
Mm-hmm. There's no vacant land. There is no vacant land. I said that. And I said also, which means a lot of the time people come and say, pray with me. And I pray with them. Then they say, oh, no, there's so many people that have bid for that
the
contract.
The tongue yeah. already.
There's too many people now that bid for that contract. Oh, and you know, I don't even have the expertise. These other people have got money. The other people. And your God? Your God that says, the silver and the gold is mine, everything is mine. So now you are starting to already confess something that's contrary. So your faith cannot stand under that pressure of doubt, fear, and unbelief. So you need to just trust God and believe God. There is no vacant land. So let me just touch on that one because that's an important one. So my posture with my faith is this, that I know that we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So I know already there's a tension, there's an issue, there's an enemy. There's an enemy that has come to kill, steal, and destroy. So I'm always watchful and prayerful because I know I have an enemy. I know that when I get to a promised land and I'm expecting only a tray of milk and honey to be there, only to find out there's somebody there that says, sorry, no, sorry, this food is for us. Sorry, did you come? How did you come into this meeting? Like, who do you know? Yeah. No, you can't have this. So I already go in there knowing it's going to be a fight. And I'm prepared like David to say, oh, okay, this uncircumcised Philistine is here telling me I cannot have what the Lord has prepared for me. This tender is actually mine. So now let me sit at the table like a true son of God and let me hear what's going to be said here about this tender. And when I get out of there, I go straight to my prayer closet. Lord, I thank you. You've put me in the room. You didn't take me there today only to tell me I cannot have that contract. Mm. You didn't take me here today only to tell me it can't be mine. Now I start to pray. I don't let the environment dictate to me or other people dictate to me because I expect giants in the land. I expect them there.
There's no vacant land.
No, there's no vacant land. Even the promised land. So, God says, I've given it to you. Even when they went, sorry to interrupt.
Yes, ma.
Even when they went to Jericho, when they arrived at Jericho, says Jericho was shut because of the children of Israel. Now the walls had to come down. So there's no vacant place where you are just going to go and you are going to live happily ever after by yourself. There's no such thing. It is a fight of faith that we must fight.
It is a fight
of faith.
And
we must prevail.
It is a fight of faith.
We must prevail.
I love how you view the Bible. I'm just in awe. I'm like, oh, Lord, let me take it all in.
Yes,
people help me, remind me, because we forget the posture that we take when we meet giants is the posture of the other 10 spices that came back and said, oh, they are giants. Yes, we are locusts. We are small in their eyes.
And in our own eyes, they were small because they were describing themselves. And the same time, but there are big grapes. The grapes are this big. Yeah. And there's this and there's that. You see, so you just went there to tease yourself and you came out. Now you are telling yourself all the problems of why you're not going to get that tender or that opportunity. And now you're talking yourself out of it. You must see the grapes and stop looking at the giants. See the grapes and thinking, I've never
Don't worry
grapes
about
this
the giants.
Big. No, I've never seen grapes this big. And be like, I need these grapes. And you should then be inspired to release your faith. And that is what the Lord told me to tell people. And that is the gift I gave them on Saturday, to say this is a gift. The Lord said, put a key in their hand so that they can release their faith and it's a point of contact for them.
It's a point of contact. Yo, Shalom Jay, I feel you. I feel you. But I know Ma has already started. And she says you can start a prayer and declaration group on WhatsApp videos, YouTube. Oh, were you talking to Peter Otto?
Yes.
Responding
about the Bible
to Peter
and
Otto.
The phone.
Yeah,
yes.
So Peter, this is Shalom Jay. You can start prayers and declaration groups on WhatsApp videos, on YouTube, TikTok, post on Facebook and Instagram. You can even download an app to create scripture posters to post or send to people to encourage them. You can do videos, calls to encourage people in hospital as well. That is
Shalom
awesome.
Jay is flowing with Jay. Ideas.
Yeah.
I need to get her in a room.
We do.
And get it all out of her head.
Sure. What you just said to us today as we are taking a break, Ma, is that our God can do anything and anything.
Exceedingly, abundantly, above what you could think, what you could ask, what you can imagine.
We're coming back.
Amen.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
My God can do anything. He's the Alpha, He's the Omega.
The beginning and the end.
He can do it all. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what's happening with your business. I'm hoping that you're getting encouraged. That was the first strategy, your mouth, how you declare, what you say. But family, we gave you the sounds of Mpuma Jika. My God can do anything. 29 minutes it is, just after 10. And just for you, with me, Swangile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. Do remember, 11, you have Perspective with Germany Johannes, and after that you have the new Heart to Heart with Luko Mgwediputi, and afterwards you will have something else with Germany Johannes. Right now I'm not alone, I'm with my queen in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And we are talking about strategies to win in the marketplace. Peter Otto absorbed it very nice. I love that you're a sponge. I love that you're a sponge. Family, the lines are open for you. You can talk to us.
Yes.
What I'm realizing as we talk, and I was saying this to Ma, I believe we need the renewing of our minds. The Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need that. We have been taught negative.
We have.
Somebody said when a child is born, they don't have a negative anything about them.
No,
they don't learn. Fear. Yeah, they don't fear anything. They can grab a snake. I watched the video of a toddler chasing adults with a very long mamba, black mamba. She went, do, and they were running, you know, and because they don't fear anything.
Absolutely.
We are the ones that instill fear in them.
Yeah.
And so even when a person takes the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they are so positive about life. They see all the impossibilities becoming possible.
Amen.
And then we start talking about our experiences. And then at the end of the day, people start doubting God and asking questions about God. And I think we need the transformation. We need our minds to be renewed.
Absolutely.
So family, talk to us. The numbers are 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. Our SMS line 37871, our WhatsApp 0826572729. I was so blessed on Saturday. Another family member says, whenever Me Prudence Muchumi talks, I feel the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
In what she says. I'm always in awe. You're not alone. I look at her like, okay, where do you come from? Sorry, askis.
The glory of God, and it's all for His glory. It's all for His glory. I'm just an instrument.
Yeah, I know, Ma. We have to. Ma has to be talk about the launching of the online. But before we go there, what's the second strategy that you have for us? We started with the confession.
Yes,
because we speak it, and the Bible says, "Now faith cometh by hearing." Mm-hmm. And I believe that fear, doubts,
unbelief
comes by hearing as well. So what is the second thing that we need to know?
So for me, I'm going to always default on prayer and the Word of God, because for me, those two things are one. So, you know, a lot of times people also say to me, you pray very effectively. And the reason why I pray effectively is because I pray the Word. My words have no backing, but the Word of God has backing in the realm of the Spirit. The centurion went to Jesus and he said to Jesus, my soldier is sick, so come and help me. And Jesus said, okay, show me where your house is. So he wanted to follow him. And the centurion said, no, you don't even have to come to my house. I know you are a man of authority. You speak the word. So for me, I know the Word of God is backed up by all of God's power. It's backed up by the angels of God. It's backed up by heaven's resources. So all I need to do is speak the word, pray the word over my business. I pray the word over my bank accounts. I pray the word over my work of my hands. When I go to my client, I'm going to my client right after this, I will speak the word and pray the word. So prayer is such a powerful weapon. Jesus says when we pray, we are already saying, my heavenly Father who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. So I say, Lord, your kingdom come in my business, in whatever I do. Mm-hmm. Let your kingdom be established in this place. So that is what, so my second and my secret weapon is prayer. But praying the word of God. Mm. There's so many promises here. And so you were talking about how I look at the Bible. The Bible is a prophetic book. People read it like it's a normal book. No, it's not. It's a prophetic book because it will tell you, it is my desire that you prosper. You are not there yet. So if you really take that word, oh Lord.
And he says in all things.
Is your desire in all things. Exactly. That I must prosper in all things. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that about myself. My family don't operate like that. So if this is the prophetic word of God, God wants this for my life, then I'm starting to stand. You then start to prophesy with that same tongue that you were talking negativity about. You start to confess the word of God. None of God's promises have yet failed. Jesus said, I have come that you might have the abundant life. The thief has come to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life to the full. So you start to pray the word over everything.
So you speak abundance in your business. Abundance.
You speak the word.
Yeah.
There is too many things in the word. So I don't even want to say just abundance because whatever your problem is, there's a promise for it.
Ma, you mentioned earlier on that there are some people who are blaming God.
Yes.
We're going to the courts of heaven. We accuse him.
Yeah, you get there. No, this Prudence did this and this and this.
Yeah,
and
you said
when
this.
My mother was sick, she didn't do it. God, you didn't do it. Didn't intervene.
How did we get there? How do we get there? Because I think we need to come out and we need to be aware of it. Because the way you speak about the word of God and using it in our lives, in all areas of our lives, like I said, it's totally different. They say, remind God. And you say, God doesn't need reminding. How did we get there?
Yeah, because I think that sometimes, you know, to explain a principle like this parables, to explain a spiritual law or principle, we'll use natural things. So you'll try to say, like a parable who says a master went out and his servants were in the field. And so you use the idea of agriculture to try to translate a spiritual truth. So then I think we've just taken that too far. So we now take God as a person who has to be reminded, who has to be told this, who has to be told that. Listen, God is God in heaven, and that's my posture. There's nothing I can tell God. God is God. And if I understand he's holy and he's almighty, then even how I approach him is different. Even the time when I feel like something is not gone right and something is not, I still go to him and say, Lord, but that was a raw deal. Seriously, Father, that was not, I am not happy about this particular thing. Because I still must have the presence of mind that it's a holy God and God is sovereign. So I think sometimes we've really taken our human circumstances and then we have made them to be equal to God. And I try to refrain from doing that. I don't even like preaching. You know, sometimes I'll preach and encourage people by mistakes that I've made in my life. But it's not about the mistakes. And I don't like to preach about that because the word of God has got examples. So let me preach about that more than my life. So I don't like to, my life, when I talk about my life, is only to
give
tell
testimony.
You what God has done. Exactly.
Yes,
there's nothing else that I want because my life is not the word. And that is why as well, if we start to preach too much our experiences, this is the promises, but God didn't. That is where we also go off the rails. So for me, it's the word.
Okay. I'm trying to let it sink in. Nolene was with us at the Marketplace Summit Conference. Yes.
Nolene, shout out.
And she says to me, I wanted to bring my products, but God sent somebody and they bought it at last minute. They bought everything. So I just came.
That's a problem to have. That's a
beautiful
problem to have.
So it means that we need to take God at his word
completely,
the way the word is.
And it's not even that, it's weightier than that, because Psalm 138 says he's exalted his word above his name. And how high is the name of God? But it says he's even exalted his word above his name. That's the one thing. And the word of God has the power to create something out of nothing. So you start to confess. Start to confess my business. Start to confess about my marketplace. That word has the ability to create a spiritual implication and result in your natural environment. Just like Jesus just spoke the healing, That healing word went and healed the person. Jesus spoke the word of the fig tree. That fig tree, the word he spoke was able to dry up that fig tree. So our words have got serious spiritual implications. So imagine if you speak negative words, how much that word goes and affect your environment. If the word of Jesus could affect that fig tree like that.
All right. A family member says, Swengle, please ask Mamu Chumi, how do you support somebody who is so talented, so gifted, but they don't see it in them? They always feel like they have to work for someone.
Mm.
How do you do that?
I would say you really have to counsel that person to see themselves in the word again. That the identity that God has given to them is so much more than the environment that they may find themselves in. So I think it would be counsel, it would be encouragement. And God has put us there.
So there's a reason that that person is that way.
So you will dig out, exactly, where did they lose their confidence?
Okay.
What is messages and words that they've heard growing up? Where have they lost? Was it in a marriage where somebody's, always spoke negative things to them? So I would still start there to sit with them and really try to find out, Lord, where did this person's identity in Christ get distorted so that they don't believe in what you have given and put inside of them?
Sure. Pietra Small, goeiemôre, my queen, and saying morning, my queen. Nolene, now, okay, we couldn't see the message earlier on. So the system was saying something else. Mm-hmm. So now the message came through. Victorious morning, queens, Swengile and Mom Prudence, thank you for an eye-opening conference. I was and still overwhelmed. How many times have I read the book of Job and not picked up any of what was shared? Yeah, he was a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a businessman. He was living in abundance. And then she says, what hit me so hard was you work and toil and work and toil, but going nowhere slowly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a blockage, some demonic spirit. I need you to say something on that because it's somebody who's listening.
To toil is demonic to work and not produce results. It is completely. In the book of Genesis, the Bible says, be productive.
Mm.
Multiply and increase.
Mm.
Subdue that environment and then replenish and walk in dominion. So if you are keeping on going through the same cycle, there's some demonic spirit that is there. And so that's it. Toiling is not our portion. We are not meant to toil. The Bible says God blesses the work of your hand. So how can you keep on doing things and come up with nothing? Keep on going through another and come up with nothing. There is some entity, and that is why I did those strong prayers on Saturday, because that spirit must break. Those chains must fall off. Those altars must be shaken that are operating against your life and your destiny.
Can you send in the gift for another person?
Absolutely.
In that manner?
That is what intercession is. Mm. Intercession is standing in the gap for someone.
Mm.
You can stand in the gap for a nation.
I think some are afraid of standing in the gap because what was meant for them is coming for you.
And again, that's a distortion, because it means that us pastors, when we go into a place where there is demon, a lot of demon possession, a lot of witchcraft, it means we will come up with those things. Listen, I've been into places. I remember this one place I went in and I said, today you're going to experience the fire of God in this place.
Yeah.
There were three witches in that meeting. They threw their mutis out of their handbags at the door of the meeting. The end of that matter, I'm telling you, they saw the fire of God.
Yeah, we should stop being afraid.
No,
we are not alone.
Never afraid.
We are never alone. Amen. We are with God.
Amen.
All right. I know we haven't touched all the strategies. The closing one for today, the strategy that we're closing with.
But
today.
Why is Longe trying to get me to get all these strategies? I'm here
because,
to come and talk about...
We want to suck.
The online platform, that's the strategy. Come into community. And this is a powerful one.
Okay.
If we want to build and establish the kingdom of God on the earth, we must walk in unity with others. My goodness, this one, yeah, now.
You can never be an island.
Something that's settling on me right there.
Mm.
This is a word from the Lord. So we cannot walk. The Bible says where there is unity, the Lord commands the blessing.
Mm.
He doesn't suggest it. He commands the blessing where brethren walk in unity.
Mm.
So we have launched an online platform, www.imsonline.co.
Mm-hmm.
www.imsonline.co.
Mm.
So that is a platform where we want you to come into unity. That gives us the opportunity to find you as a business. What are your products and services? Because we want to take our money out of all the places where we are buying things and come and buy it from you, a child of God. Because that's what you're praying about and that is what we are praying about. So you can come and list your business on that online platform. Then secondly, you can also as a professional. So those people who are in corporate jobs, we want you to come and be part of our professional network. And there is, again, we will be equipping people to talk about the different things that are happening in those various industries. What is happening? What is the latest in your industry? What wisdom is God sharing with others that is going to help you? Then we are also asking business owners, when you've listed your business and you've got job opportunities, there are many people, children of God, who are looking for employment. Come and list your jobs there. It's for free. So you advertise your job so other children of God can see and they can take advantage of the opportunity to go and represent Christ in their marketplace. Then the last one, oh my gosh, this one I'm very excited about. The other thing that we have on our website is also you can come and find out about business opportunities. Now, they, on Saturday, there's at least 6 business opportunities that are on the table that we want to tell people. This is what is available. Do you want to come and invest? Do you want to be part of this business? Or you come and tell us, I've got a business idea. I just need the funding. There is somebody in this community who's got that money for you to unlock that business. There's somebody who wants to purchase the thing that you are making and you are looking for clients. So the potential of this online community is just profound. How do other communities, the Jewish community, how do they build their communities? By pooling their resources, pooling their finances together, and then the next thing they build a church, the next thing they build a school, the next thing they build a hospital, the next thing they build a bank. So that is what we want you to do. So family, I am inviting you to come and join us on our website, www.imsonline.co, not .co.za, .co, not .com.co. So I just want to make that very clear. So you register there and you can go to the business listing. You can go to the jobs. You can go to the professional network. And then again, until the people are coming to come and advertise their jobs there, we are waiting for that. And we want to build a very strong community. I want to read a scripture with your permission.
Yeah, oh, please. Okay. We love scripture.
So why is community so important? So listen to this. Jesus, it says, so Christ, Ephesians 4 verse 11. So Christ himself. So who's Christ? Head of the church, head of the body of Christ. And we're part of that body. So Christ himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists and pastors and teachers to equip his people for the works of ministry so that the body of Christ may be built up until all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. We must grow up in our faith and we must grow up in the way that we do business in the marketplace. And it says, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. But verse 16 is the important one. It says, from him, from Christ, the whole body joined and held together by what every joint supplies. So the body is held together, joined together, held together. You know how easily people quit churches? How easily they know I'm out of Christianity. I'm out of faith. It says, from him, Christ, the whole body is joined and knitted together. Where are you knitted? By every supporting ligament, every joint. And it then grows up and builds itself up in love as each part does its share. I must repeat that. When we're going to grow up and be built up is in love is when each part does its share. Now, I've come here prophetically and I'm doing my share. The conference, I'm doing my share. Praying for you, I'm doing my share. Ministering to you, I'm doing my share. What is your share? So we are saying, come to this online platform. Let's all come together and we are going to be a formidable force. Oh my goodness, this, you know, the potential really eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it even entered into my heart. When God says, establish this community, what God has in mind for this. This is going to be a movement across the world. So last night we had Kenya there, we had the US. People were online, you know, also people online from different continents. So come and be part of this vibrant community, and we are going to be a force to be reckoned with. And our marketplace endeavors, the next time we have a conference, I want you to bring all your products, all your services. Nobody's going to run out of stock. You're going to come and bring that. And that is what God is going to use. That is the stick in your hand, by the way.
Of
that
course.
Product and service is the stick in your hand that God is going to use to subdue and to let you walk in dominion in the marketplace.
I wish you could continue, ne, family. I see Chantel Shenti Pitlagano saying, amen, thank you. Amen. And Peter Otto also echoing the amen. Shalom J says, my daughter says, Elohim didn't make us to work as we know it. He gave a garden for Adam to play in and create names with him. With the fall, it was stolen and we got a curse. But with Yeshua, it was restored to us.
Amen.
It's just for us then to claim it.
Amen.
It's just for us to get what is ours.
Exactly.
Yeah. When you know it's yours. Have you seen a little child? I have a son. Even now, he still does that. Mm-hmm. He still does that. When he was young, when you got something really nice, it belongs to him. It doesn't matter whether it's yogurt or that's mine. And he just grabs it. You're like, hi, but I didn't buy it for you. He just grabs it and starts opening. That's mine. And that's what we need to do. That's the kind of attitude we need. How can we please have the website again,
yes,
Mama, as we are writing it to
with
her?
Pleasure. www.imsonline.co www.imsonline.co. There you go. Thank you so much, Sibongile. I want to meet you on the website. So go and register so you can navigate and just see all the things that we have there. Then register and then you can go and list your business. You can go and join the community of professionals. And then we're doing business together. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're taking over. Time to cross over for total
takeover.
And
it's time for the marketplace.
Cross over for total takeover.
Mm.
The next revolution of the body of Christ is in the marketplace because most of us are there. Most of us are in the marketplace and that's where God is going to prosper. That is where the anointing of God is going to fall. That is where we're going to see the power of God breaking out of the four walls of the church. God wants you in that marketplace and is going to empower you there.
I can't help, but I got to do this. You know, those on Facebook see me. Okay, Ben Mahwana says, thank you for good teaching on the Word of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Radio Pulpit. Wow, we thank God for her that she's here. The ambassador is here to minister unto us. How also going? Thank you. Thank you, family,
for
tuning in. So let me ask one last question, and I'm going to ask Ma to pray for those in the marketplace. One question that I have with the online.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are gatherings. Yesterday there was a gathering of saints online.
Yes. Yes.
Today there's another gathering on.
Yes.
Because as you always say, it's not enough on just like 45 minutes on Radio Pulpit. It's not enough. So you need more and more. And that's why the online. So the online platform, will it be also directing us to these prayers?
Yes. So online you will see that we have the Tuesday meetings there at 7 o'clock. We have a meeting, which was last night, what Sibongile is talking about. Then we also have one this evening at 7 o'clock online. And then we also are going to list our prayers. So we just finished our 3 days of prayer today. So you won't see anything on prayer until our next. But the Tuesday meeting, the Wednesday meeting is there. If you want the link, let's make it easy for you. It is on 063-361-4417 063-361-4417. But our website is going to be there, www.imsonline.co. You will be able to see those meetings there and you can join us, get the login details, and then you can join us online this evening at 7 o'clock. And every week we are online, and that is what makes us international. You can log in from anywhere around the world. God wants to be ministering to you at your place of need.
Thank you so much, Ma, for always coming through. It's the love that you have that makes you come through.
Yes.
Even when you are supposed to be done, you're like, I'm coming back. I'll be there. And so thank you so much. And for choosing us as Radio Pulpit family to minister unto us. May him who has an ear hear what the Lord is saying through you. Family, I'm signing out. You and I are going to meet again on Friday on the intimate moments. Do you remember there's a WhatsApp for IMS as well? 063-361-4417. It's 063-361-4417. Ma, I'm going to allow you to just pray for the body of Christ in this regard. Everyone who desires to be in the marketplace struggling, we spoke about demonic forces that are there. Yes, and all that. Can we take us through that? And family, the next voice you'll hear is the voice of Germany, Johan Els on Perspective, and Ntate Mane on the controls.
So, Father, we just want to thank you this morning once again. Thank you for the invitation that we should come to a throne of grace to receive grace and to receive mercy for our time of need. Lord, I bring everyone under the sound of my voice to that throne of grace this morning to receive mercy. Lord, that which they don't have mercy upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the marketplace, many are in the marketplace doing the work that you've given their hands to do. Lord, empower them, strengthen them, give them godly wisdom, give them strategies, give them ideas, oh God. Let whatever the enemy has done to hold them back, Father, let those chains be broken today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will create a space and a place for them in their marketplace, that they will see the hand of God moving in the day-to-day things that you've given them to do. Thank you, O God, that you've given each and every one of us gifts, talents, and abilities. Thank you for the word that says the parable of the talents. It says the master gave them gifts and he came back and asked them to give an account for that which you have entrusted to them. So this morning, I pray for a turnaround. I pray for a turnaround. I pray for a turnaround. I pray for repentance, that we will turn away from the negative talks. We will turn away from doubt. We will turn away from fear. We will turn away from unbelief. We will turn away from the things that hold us back from taking that next step of faith with God. Lord, I commit your people into your hands this morning. Every force of darkness that is conspiring against their life and destiny, Father, we thank you. You said all authority has been given to us. So I take authority over everything that is resisting the destiny of God in the lives of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we go in the marketplace, you said you will be the head and not the tail. You will be above and not beneath. You said the work of our hands is blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
And amen. And Princess, you can check on Facebook. You didn't miss. It's right there on Facebook. You can also check our podcast. It will be right there. Bye-bye. Leaving you with the sounds of Ren Kennedy. Lord, I lift your name on high as we say hello to Germany, Yanni Pelsa with Perspective. But we are crossing over to Cape Town with the news.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.